downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Well, I don't think that's working. Can you hear me? Well, I can't hear you. That's always interesting. So that is basically what's happening right here. Let me figure this out before we get all crazy and then into weird shit here. Hold on one second. I can't even play anything. Everything's all sorts of messed up. Let's see what we got here. All right. Well, we're moving into a new studio. Everything is all sorts all over the place. And basically, we're trying to figure stuff out. It doesn't always work out. We're going to attempt to play some music while I try to figure some stuff out. And basically, that's where we're at right now.
Thanks a lot, folks, and a happy Christmas and a merry new year.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and you won't just be gone. And so this is Christmas. I hope you have fun. The near and the dear one, the old and the young.
All right, I feel a little bit better now that we had a little song to get us up and rolling. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear
you. I can hear you. Everything is wonderful, wonderful and peachy. So, like, it was, like, kind of, like, worst-case scenario all around. Like, I don't have the Wi-Fi yet, so I brought my laptop, and it's not connected to the Wi-Fi, so I couldn't get you over there, so I had to go to the other laptop. My iPad is dead, so I couldn't play our opening song. And stupid iPhones don't have the plug-in anymore, so I couldn't play anything out of my phone. So it was just, you know, it's one of those fun times.
You were screwed, man.
I was screwed. And look at you. You're, like, just beat.
I feel like I got hit by a truck.
What's happening?
So yesterday, my kid was sick. We were at this birthday party that Santa actually showed up to, getting a little bit of reverb, getting a little bit of echo. So fix that if you can on my end.
All right. It sounds good on my end. I don't hear anything coming through.
I'm just hearing myself again.
All right.
Okay. Now it's better.
All right. Good. Good.
So anyway, we went to this birthday party. Santa was there. It was great.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, Leo's like, my stomach hurts. I was like, all right, well, let's go home. So we're going home. And he's screaming on the way. He's like, oh, my, you know, he's like screaming, you know, and like crying in pain. I was like, oh, man, this sucks. So we get home and he, you know, he goes to the bathroom to yak, which is scary for a kid. You know, you're 5 years old. You don't know what that feeling is, but you know something's wrong, you know?
I feel like whenever a kid yaks, the most important thing to tell him is like, this is what happens when you drink too much alcohol. Remember that. Remember this feeling.
I was behind him, like, with my hand on his back, and I was like, this kind of feels like college.
comforting. So what were you comforting him with? Were you saying anything?
No, I was just like, it's all right. Just get it out. You're doing good, you know? Like, just kind of coaching someone to throw up, which is, you know, I guess a terrible thing to do, but you just have to be there, you know?
That's pretty rough.
And then, so that was yesterday. And then today, I'm like, well, and we're sitting, we're watching a movie yesterday, and I shared a drink with him, and I was like, oh, that probably wasn't smart, because maybe whatever's in his stomach
terrible
is getting
idea.
Into my stomach. Terrible idea. And then so today, I'm like, man, I feel like crap. And we go over to the in-laws, and I'm like, I got to go downstairs. So it was nice that, you know, I had the downstairs to myself, but just, you know, wreak havoc. You know, it was terrible, but I felt better afterwards, but still felt like I got hit by a truck. And I was like, oh, okay, so I have what
you got
this kid had.
You got it. But, that kid gave you the sick.
Yeah. Oof. But he's good now. And so I'm hoping to be good tomorrow because I have a big gig.
What's your gig? Anything good? Tell me about your gig.
Photo and video and the governor.
Oh, you're going to go meet the governor? You're going to get to shake his hand?
I don't know if I'm meeting him, but this is for the company I'm working for.
Nice.
So he'll be out there and doing a little demo and stuff like that.
Try to see if you can mic him up and get him to say a couple things that we can leak out to the world there. That'd be pretty nice.
Mic him up and try not to throw up on him.
Yeah, that's probably the most smartest thing you can do. So
the best thing is to not tell, you know, like if you get a stomach bug, you don't want to tell everybody, oh, hey, I was so sick yesterday.
I've been sick. Yeah.
Because they're going to come up to you and be like,
what is the etiquette? So if you're sick, right, do you always 100% of the time not shake a hand and say, listen, I've been sick? Or do you shake their hand and think to yourself, man, I should have told them that I was sick?
I'm really good about washing hands. So like usually my hands are pretty clean.
But when you're sick, you just always feel like shit. And you always are like trying to like be, you want to be responsible to not get everyone else sick, but sometimes it just happens.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's the price of being a human.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to share these germs.
Share the germs. That's probably the most important thing we could do. It's what's going to kill the aliens, according to all the sci-fi movies that come around. So I don't know if the phones are working yet, since it's a new joint and all that. So the new space is nice. We're in the new space. I got a tour of it the other day. It's a little smaller, but it's kind of like in a WeWorks building. So like the whole building is nice. There's a 24/7 guy at the front door. There's a nice Christmas tree and the Jewish candles. What do they call the menorah out in there? And we have it's like a glass window. So it kind of feels like you're in a fishbowl and everyone's looking in at you. It's kind of nice. I mean, I haven't seen anyone pass by yet, but it might happen. If anybody walks by, they're coming in. I'm going to be like, come on in. I think there's a dimmer light, so I might make it dark in here at some point. I don't know.
There you go.
But
there's a lock under your desk.
There's a lock under my desk. The button for the lock under my desk. Who installs that? Like who's the guy who's like, hey, I installed a lock so that no one could get out of Matt Lauer's room.
Yeah, it is weird.
It is weird.
I guess like it must be nice if you're I don't get it. But I guess if you're sitting there
and
you're like, all right, well, I'm going to take care of business. Let me lock the door from my desk so I don't even have to get up.
Sure.
You know, and then when he's done,
you can
unlock.
But it's so Mr. Burns, like, I'm going to lock you in here until I get what I want out of you, and then you're free to go.
Yeah.
That's really sketchy.
Yeah, this is the year, man. This is like everybody's everybody's going down.
Everybody's going down, except for Trump, which hopefully seems like it might happen sooner than later. What do you think? What's your assessment on the whole thing with Flynn? Give me your assessment.
I am not an educated
commentator on the subject.
And the political views of Dave and Giggles do not represent that of Radio Free Brooklyn.
And you're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn and David Giggles on it. And if you want to try to call, 718-928-9732. I don't even know if that's a new number. I don't know if the number has been installed yet. I want to see if it does. So if you're sitting out there and you want to try to call us, I want to see if it works. This is like a trial by error type thing. 718-928-9732. You're listening?
There's some old lady in Queens that's just going to get all these calls because they changed the number.
Probably. That would be pretty great.
Am I on the air? What?
Am I in the air? I don't know what you're talking about.
Did you see that meme that was like, hey, you're my text door neighbor? The lady was like, what? And basically, you take your number and then you just, if it's, 5'9", you say 5'8", you text that person.
Oh, that's cute.
And you're like, hey, I'm your text door neighbor.
Did you try it?
No.
You should try it. See what happens. Do you have a Colorado area code or do you have...
Well, I've got a Florida one and a Colorado one for my business.
So. Oh, damn.
Big time.
Yeah, you should do both and see what you get. See who comes out. I'll do it. Mine will be in Connecticut.
Yeah.
I have my Connecticut number. That'll be interesting.
Some person, they're like, hey. It's actually, it could be like a cute girl. And you know.
Yeah. You never romance. Know. Yeah,
I like the one that was the guy that like texted some dude who was selling his truck and they were stuck in traffic. And he texted him. He's like, this traffic sucks, doesn't it? The guy was like, who are you?
Who are you?
I'm behind you in traffic.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So we are Dave and Giggles. You're listening to us on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. And I think they got an app out now. So I think if you go to the App Store on iPhone or Android, you can download the app and stream it through the app, which is kind of cool. Kind of making our way here. We got a new studio. We got apps. We got Wi-Fi that I can't get onto yet. I don't know what the deal is with that. I'm sitting here. I'm not on a high stool anymore. I'm in a real chair. That's kind of nice.
So
Radio Free Brooklyn, Dave and Giggles, what's your assessment on what's going to happen? What's Flynn? What's happening?
I kind of feel like Trump's going to do everything he can to start a war with North Korea before any of this stuff comes out. He's just ready to like, all right, well, he's a distraction, man.
He is a distraction, man.
Yeah. I don't know. And now he was saying that like, oh, that stuff on him on Access Hollywood might have been fake.
Yeah.
But you apologize.
He not only apologized for it, he said, yes, that was me.
Yeah.
So he's already admitted to it. And then backtracking, say, no, that wasn't me. That wasn't me at all. And now he's also like, did you see also that the interesting thing about his Ty Cobb lawyer, Ty Cobb, which his name is Ty Cobb, which is amazing. His lawyer said, well, Flynn got caught because he was a holdover from the Obama administration, which is batshit crazy. It's like them being like, we don't want anything to do with him because he was part of Obama, even though he got fired multiple times off of that whole administration and then got hired. After being told not to be hired in the Trump administration, they hired him. So they're just trying to distance themselves as much as possible. I think this is it. I think he's going down.
He's going down. I read somewhere or listened somewhere that basically charging him with just the relatively small charge of lying to the FBI means that he's got dirt on everybody.
Totally.
And so they're doing a small charge on him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, give us what you got.
Here's my assessment on what I think is going to happen. I think this is what happened. If you look at the stuff that they got on Flynn and they put out about Flynn, the statement they put out about Flynn in the indictment and in the guilty plea, basically he points to somebody in the administration who told him to do this. We don't know for sure who that is, but most likely it's Kushner. That's 99% sure. Everything is leading to Kushner. So my assessment is, I think what happened is Trump told Kushner to tell Flynn to go talk to the Russians, to get as much as you can as the Russians as possible. So therefore, I think what's going to happen is Flynn's pinned. He's already pleaded guilty. And then also the other interesting thing I heard that his plea deal was not that good. He pretty much plead guilty to lying to the FBI. And then basically that right there saying, I'm pleading guilty to this. They can't, once they get all the information out of him, they can't prosecute him heavily on what the plea deal is for that. But he's also a foreign agent for Turkey. And he's also did a whole bunch of shit with that, which is also he did not put in his documents when he filed for them for getting into the White House. So he could be tried for that separately from his plea deal. Yeah. So he could do a whole bunch of shit. But my assessment is he put in, is going to rat out Kushner, and then they're going to go after Kushner to bring down Trump. Because, I mean, that's pretty much the lineup. Like, once you get up that level, there's only a few people that are higher than you that you can bring down.
Right, right.
And I hope Donald Trump Jr. goes down, because I fucking hate that guy.
Yeah.
I think they're just not... Well, they're not good villains.
No.
Because everything that they're doing, dumb. You they're kind dumb. Of like, oh, I could see this.
Yeah, they're dumb. You know? They're not that smart. The other interesting thing that I learned...
Like, is this just a pessimistic view, but does it feel like they could be foreign agents trying to bring the country down?
Oh, totally.
Like, when you look at it, you're like, I could see that.
I mean, it's also, there's a lot of timelines out there, whether they're true or not, that really, like, 30 years ago put Trump into Putin's hands to lead up to this. To to be that plant in the White House. Did you hear?
They're playing the long game.
Playing the long game. Did you hear the new? Well, this is my favorite new conspiracy theory. It's the one about Prince Harry and that American girl that he's going to marry.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's my favorite. That they're going to take over. I think we talked about this the other day on the phone. But yeah, eventually he marries her. They have a bunch of kids that have dual citizenship. To Britain and America. 30 years later, 35 years later, this kid runs for president, becomes president. Boom. Britain has America back. I love it.
Shit, you look good.
You look real good. You don't look good, actually. You look pretty sick.
Good. I don't feel good. I don't look good. But, you know, I'm here with you.
We're here. We're here together.
We're here.
So we got like 40 minutes left. what do you want to talk about? Do you have anything you want to talk about?
The Dolphins beat, my coffee almost spilled. The Dolphins beat the Broncos, which I'm sure was a pretty messy game. I didn't watch it, but I just...
I don't know. This is what I don't understand about you, is that you don't talk about football or like sports at all. And then when I ask you what you want to talk about, you want to talk about sports, which you don't follow at all.
It's true.
Then why I talk about it?
That was the one topic I had. You know,
that was it.
Game today.
That was it.
What else do I got?
What else you got?
What
else you got?
I don't know, man. I kind of want to leave. last week,
you're leaving me this time.
I left the show early to go help this neighbor move a couple couches.
Oh yeah, tell me about that.
Oh my god, good. So I show up there.
Yeah.
You know, and we have this neighborhood page. It's kind of nice. It's like people, if they need a stick of butter or something, you need a screwdriver.
Yeah.
You know, the neighborhood's there to help you out. It's actually kind of nice.
Yeah.
So this woman posted in our neighborhood saying, hey, I'm, anybody, want a couple beers for helping move a couch? And I was like, yeah, sure.
Where'd you find this?
I'm on the show with you guys.
Yeah,
you
know.
There's nothing else. There was a party show. There was nothing for me to say.
There was a party show.
So I left early to go over there. I show up. The guy's got the couch that they're taking out with his wife. And the wife looks like she's buckling under it. I was like, oh, God. All right. I got it. I got it. So I get her out of the way. We take that couch out. Homeboy's got two like European leather sofas in the back of his truck. They were huge, heavy.
I'm sure,
like,
heavy as shit.
But I did the neighborly thing, helped them move them in. We were chatted, and then I gained a couple new Facebook friends and a neighbor friend. So
where did you meet these people? Was it a flyer or was it on a?
No, it was on Facebook.
It was on the Facebook.
Facebook neighborhood page.
Neighborhood page
posted saying, "Hey, we need somebody to help us move a couch," and I heard that as my calling.
You're calling for what? To go help a buddy move? Go help someone you don't know to move a couch?
Yeah,
that's nice. That's nice. Yeah. It's really nice. Yeah. So, what else happens on this board? What else is on this neighborhood board?
B people piss and moan about their dogs barking or yeah. you know, somebody leaving something out, you know, like, yeah, it's a lot of like stay-at-home moms kind of complaining.
Yeah.
Occasionally, well, I mean, or like
that's not far from you.
They're like, you know, Avon and, you know, Scentsy and Lip Scents and all those, like, you know, Rodan Fields. It's a little bit of that.
LuLaRoe.
You know, they try to you know, tone down the business post only once a month.
Oof.
Just because everybody be on there, you know, selling their wares.
Have you posted anything? Be like, hey, oh, yeah. I want to take your picture.
But people like that because like the pictures are cute and they're like, people are like, oh, who's the neighborhood photographer? And then I get everybody recommended me, which is kind of nice.
So I'm known nice.
As a go-to photographer in my neighborhood of 1,000 people. So it's kind of nice.
Damn, that's a lot of people in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so when I grew up on a cul-de-sac. I don't know if I've told this on air before, but I grew up on a cul-de-sac and we didn't have the internet back there. So there was no like group text, there's no group chat and everything like that. But every year they had a a street party for the entire block.
Yeah, block party.
Like a block party. Block party. Yeah. That's exactly the type of term that we used to use. And it was a bunch of kids. Like, I remember me and my kids would like ride bikes around and we thought we were so cool. And thought we were in a gang and we thought we were like the badasses of the group. And then there was like a couple of the dads who manned the flipping the burgers. And then there was a moms who like bought all the salads and stuff like that. And like that went on for like 4 or 5 years. And it was great. It was like something to look forward to. And then one year, it didn't happen. And nobody really knew why it didn't happen or like what was the outcome or what was the reasoning behind it. And then certain things started to unfold and it started to unfold like a movie. Basically what happened was, so I'm like on the block, right? And my neighbor to the left of me and my neighbor to the right of me were the people who threw this party. Like they coordinated together and they threw the whole block party together. As it turned out, the wife on the left-hand side of me and the husband on the right-hand side of me started having an affair.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and then eventually it came out to the whole families and everybody found out and then the block party was over. And eventually those two moved, like they left. They left their families for good and they moved out. And that was the end of that. So it was like a block party went from like everybody on the block having a really good time to like, did you hear what happened next door? Did you hear happened with blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah? And that kind of turned sour for the entire block. And then it wasn't as open and happy as jubilant as a block party could be. You know what I mean? But that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Block.
Just ruined it. We used to do block parties out here. Well, we did one, which is kind of nice, but. I didn't have an affair with anybody.
No,
any of my neighbors.
No, I can't.
That just seems like a bad idea.
Terrible idea.
You know?
Terrible idea.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah. My block, I think, is like the most. I've talked about it a bit. It's really bad. My block that I grew up on.
You're in a cancer.
My neighbor. He had leukemia. His neighbor had leukemia, and then recently, his neighbor, who was my sister's age, 4 years younger than me. He killed himself on Thanksgiving.
Oh, geez.
I know.
Well, did you hear about the Jamaican beef patty guy?
No.
The crusty something? This has happened up in the Bronx. This dude it was the first Caribbean franchised business in the U.S., the beef patty guy.
The beef patty guy.
The beef patty guy up in the Bronx. I forget the name. This is terrible. But he shot himself, I guess, in the Bronx. He was the CEO of the company, you know, worth millions.
Damn.
Parked his Tesla outside the factory and then just, you know, shot himself.
Damn. Did he leave a note or anything? Did he leave anything?
I don't know. Yeah, I just skimmed the headlines. So.
Of course. Why would you read a story? Just skim the headlines. That's all we need anymore.
Yeah. Oh, Golden Crust. That's what it was.
Oh, the Golden Crust. Yeah. I've heard of them. Yeah, they're big in the city. They're all over the place. That's pretty wild. So he just committed suicide in the main company headquarters?
Something like that, yeah.
Damn.
Oh, God. I feel terrible.
You look terrible.
Yeah. Oh,
man, you look terrible. Just, well, why don't we talk? We got like 35 minutes left. You know, we're hanging out. It's really funny because the last couple shows we've been on like old school party shows. And I don't know what has spawned our party shows. It's really weird. But now it's back to being just us. All right, yeah. So let's play a little something here. Christmas songs. We were talking about that over text messages before. What do you think the number one Christmas song of all time is? Did you hear what I said?
Oh, I had to take my sweater off. I'm getting the sweats.
You look like
this could be where I die on air. That'd be something.
Man, that was
maybe
bad.
That would get us some listeners.
Wasn't it you that got real sick, or was it Wrath that got real sick, and you asked him to go get some.
Oh yeah, yeah. I had food poisoning when Wrath and I were roommates, and I was like, "Bro, just get me some Gatorade. I just need Gatorade." And he was playing Call of Duty, and he's like, "Yeah, I'll get it for you in a little bit." And I was like, "Bro." I was like, I'm dying. He's like, you're just going to throw it up anyway. I was like, bro, I'm dying here. Like, I just need Gatorade. I need
you're
going to
throw it up anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad.
What a jerk.
I talked to his buddy out in L.A. before, and they're trying to plan the bachelor party.
Oh, geez.
And I have a feeling nobody from the East Coast is going to go. It's too much, you know? It's just too much. But he wants.
Well, that's the thing. We've talked about this, these destination bachelor, bachelorette parties. I was like, Pete, your friends don't have money to spend on you. I mean, they do.
But I mean, but like, that's a lot to ask. Well, it's also like, it's a destination wedding, and it's a for me and for everyone on the East Coast, it's a destination bachelor party.
Right.
So therefore, it's going to end up costing me an arm and a leg to do all of these things. So
well,
I mean,
that's the idea.
I know.
That's the idea. Who are you looking at? You just looking at people walking by?
Yeah, no, nobody's walking by. I'm looking at the room. There's like a whole bunch of weird shit in the room, and I'm not quite sure why. There's like framed pictures of monkeys. Not quite sure why. All right, so here's the question. What is the all-time, of all time, the number one Christmas song?
I'm going to say Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
That's a good answer. But right? No, it is not. It is not the correct answer.
What is it?
All right, I'm gonna play it for you.
Dave, I don't want to play with you anymore.
You don't want to play with me?
No, I'll play. I'll play.
Well, this is the answer, so whatever. I'm gonna hold on. There's a commercial, of course. So let's see if you could get it. Take a guess on what it is as it starts. Can you hear it?
Oh, is this All I Want for Christmas?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, I did a dance routine to this when I was in high school. This dance studio in my hometown offered men free dance lessons because they needed guys.
That's hilarious.
And I say guys, like this is in high school. Like I wasn't like a grown adult going to a kid's dance studio. But,
that's terrible.
They put me in this dance group, this jazz group.
Yeah.
And we did a routine to this song. And I remember doing something called palm trees, which is basically you put your arms up.
Yeah.
And then you go like this. I'll do it so you can. But your arms are extended. So you basically look like a palm tree. And if there was any sort of. It was terrible. But it was great because, you know, you're just dancing with girls.
That's true. That is true.
You know, it's like.
That is pretty wild. I mean, but I mean, you can be honest with me. Is that the reason you got into theater?
Was for the girls?
Was for the girls.
I think I like the attention. Or I like the sort of escape of it, you know, like being on stage and sort of having that adrenaline rush and, you know, just kind of making people laugh. You know, I was like, it's kind of the class clown.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think something that, you know, then they told me, they're like, oh, you're actually kind of natural. You kind of have a natural, like, you know, ability. But then it wasn't until like, you know, later that I realized that my nostrils flare when I sing.
That's true.
So I looked at myself singing on camera and I was like, oh God, that's terrible.
That's
like
ugly.
It's not even, they flare at weird times. Like you think like when I breathe in or something, they'd flare. But this is when I'm like during singing, they kind of like fluctuate and flare. And somebody should have just told me that. Be like, Mike, your nostrils involuntary flare up.
Well, I feel like we've talked a lot about it, but your mom was very big into like, that like honing you into like doing stuff. She was very encouraging, your mom.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah. She was supportive.
She was supportive. You know. Like I remember you were on what Nickelodeon show were you on?
Guts.
And she drove you to Orlando to be on that show.
Three or four times, yeah. Just to be on that show, which was an amazing experience. And it's such a great party trick just to be able like, oh, you know, right. I was on that show.
It is a great party trick. You got second. You were terrible. You really got second. I thought you were last.
I would have got. I would have like. I was a nerd. I'm just like a small, weak nerd.
Small, weak nerd. Yeah, I know. I've seen it.
But I had a good sense of humor, so I could always get myself out of like
that's true.
Sticky situations.
But that's the interesting thing. You spent so much time doing theater, and you spent so much time like being. You wanted to be, you know, in that world, and now you're not. Do you ever think you'll go back?
Yeah, there's some community theater auditions coming up, and I thought about. But I mean, it's bad timing. You know, I can't just like
you got the kids,
get a babysitter to watch the kids, so I can go do this.
You know what I would like to see you do? I'd love to see you do stand up.
No, I thought about that. That's the one thing I do want to try.
Yeah,
just to be like, all right, could I do this? Because I do have a way of like, you know,
talking,
talking and celebrating the awkward.
All right, you know? Could you tell a joke right now?
Let's see here. I probably had some good material lined up. Oh, what did I want to talk about? No.
You got nothing?
That's the other thing, too. It's like I start going through it, and there's like a rhythm to it. You know, like
there's a rhythm
like
to your comedy.
The rule of threes. You know, you build it up, and sure. You set it up, and then you knock it down.
Yeah.
I don't know that formula.
No. Yeah. I wanted Dylan to do a... He wants to do stand-up, and he's come up with a couple jokes. Maybe next time he comes in, we'll have him tell him. But I don't want to tell other people's jokes.
No. Right now, the time for being a male in stand-up is kind of tough.
It's kind of, I mean, well, being a male in any kind of field is kind of tough. I mean, but as long as you're not a dirtbag or a real creep, I think you're going to be all right.
Yeah.
I it's interesting. I've talked with a lot of people about the whole thing. And like the initial thought was like, there's a difference between Weinstein and there's a difference between, you know, like... what's his name?
Al Franken.
Right. And their stories, their thought process have changed. They're like, one creep is the same as every other creep. And like, just get rid of them all, man. Just dump them all.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I was thinking about this today before I took a nap because I needed to take a nap. I was like, well, I wonder if it's because guys have been taught that they need to pursue. You always got to pursue. You always got to like, just go after girls or go after whoever you want, you know, and just, it kind of doesn't matter. Like, you got to try harder. If they don't like you, try harder. Do something, you know? And so,
no, you're totally right. I've thought that too. And like the idea that, you know, like you just keep going, you just keep doing it until you try to get what you want. But I mean, there's a limit at which we should probably, you know, teach our kids. Like, are you telling your kids about any of this stuff, or are you just kind of like letting it go?
Not yet. I mean, Leo doesn't know about like stuff like that, but I tell him as far as like, you know, when we go to the doctor, you know, you get checked out, it's okay for the doctor to check you out there, but nobody else, you know, like, you know, I talk about strangers and stuff like that because, you know, it's important. The kid's pretty smart, you know, he gets it, so, but I don't want to like, you know, shock him until I need to.
Right. So. That's a big thing. That's a big turning point in a child's life when he starts understanding that that's used for something else.
Right. Yeah.
I was reading another article. I spend most of my time reading about Trump, which is so depressing, really. But the other thing is that he may be questioned about his sexual harassment stuff. And if he does lie, that could actually come back and bite him in the ass and be used for part of his impeachment stuff, which is kind of nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other interesting thing that I learned about the whole stuff is because now, and I don't know exactly the whole, like what, who this kind of umbrella falls under, but since Flynn pleaded guilty and he's going to give up all this information, a part of these people, Trump has now lost his pardoning power on all the stuff that Flynn is associated with. Which is kind of a great thing because now he won't be able to pardon Flynn. And whoever he's going to run out, he won't be able to pardon them anymore.
Right.
Which is kind of a wild thing.
Yeah. No, I'd like to see, you know, I don't know. I'd like to see them be brought to justice if they've done anything wrong. I'm not saying they have, but something tells me they've done a little shady.
Yeah, I think
you have to, man. If it's that important, if you want to win this election and you're throwing all this of your personal money, you're going to do some dirty stuff.
You're
going to
do some dirty shit. You're going to do some dirty shit. It's definitely going to happen. I mean, the other interesting thing is that he's still tweeting out that this is a witch hunt. I think at this point, we can all agree that it's at least not a witch hunt.
Right. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I don't even know what to do anymore. You're all sick over there. Listen to you breathing.
I just don't have it in me. But we're still talking it through. A good actor would have just like pummeled through.
Yeah, but no, not you. All right, let's talk. So the one thing about that Mariah Carey song, this is one thing I find interesting. We could just talk about Christmas songs. Make it all happy. Make it all light. You know, just make this thing go.
That's what got me a little sick, I think. We were talking about Christmas songs. I don't know. It kind of gurgled my stomach a little bit.
All right. So good. Give me something. Something that won't gurgle your stomach.
Let's see here. Oh, do you have those friends? This is a topic I wanted to talk to you about. Do you guys have you have those friends on Facebook? And this goes to our listeners too. Who you see doing stuff, and you're like, "What? But what do you do? What is your job?" There's a couple people on my Facebook feed that are very, I don't know if they promote products or they promote wellness. But I'm like, but what do you do for work? Because like right now, it just looks like you're a lifestyle blogger. You know what? I don't know.
Give me an example so I can understand where you're coming from.
Well, I think everybody wants to be one of those Instagram, Facebook stars that promotes products and gets paid for it.
Kind of like the new age. Like, remember when we were younger and everyone was like, "Man, I just want to be a photographer for National Geographic." That would be the ultimate dream. Now the dream is to be an Instagram star where you just put out food pictures.
Or like climbing on top of a mountain, or like, you know, doing some yoga and like drinking a nutritional shake. But then there's all these plugs in it. So you're like, but it's not a real post anymore. You know, it's so, I don't know. I think the authenticity of the internet has gone away.
Oh yeah,
like
definitely.
Now it's just like, I don't know. I don't want to say addicted to my phone. I have my phone with me all the time. Yeah, I need it for work.
I think everyone's relatively addicted to their phone.
But man, that week or two that I did not have my phone and I was just like living life. This is great.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm connecting to people. I'm not checking my phone all the time. I'm not getting upset about people, you know, what they're doing, you know, or like, you know, somebody says something stupid. I'm like, oh, that idiot.
Yeah. All right. So let me ask you this question, because you post a lot. You post a lot on Facebook. You post a lot. Not so much on Instagram, but you post a lot on Facebook, and a lot of your stuff is like you're out taking pictures with your dudes, and it's in a beautiful field or it's in a beautiful part of town. Like you're just as guilty as everyone else in this situation.
I know. I'm not.
So why don't we make it this week like the week where you be authentic and take pictures of like authentic things where Leo is freaking out about something.
I did want to take a picture of him just like bent over the toilet, you know, because the wife and I were supposed to go on a date night. We had the babysitter lined up and everything, but we can't take him over there if he's, you know, yakking, crying. I was like, oh, so, you know, we had to sort of, I guess, unselfishly take care of our sick kid, which is what you do as a parent, you know, and not go out to dinner, you know, go on a little date.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, ooh, get that out of there. That's the authentic moment that I wanted to share.
But I mean, that would be good. I feel like people would be very interested in seeing real life again, because we've lost it. It's gone.
Cause it looked good. Cause his hand was like over the rim and he looked like a pro. I was like, you got it, dude.
He looked like a little college kid, being too drunk and throwing up.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So, was the other one up? Was he like kind of peering over your shoulder and being like, what happened?
No, he was fine. He didn't, you know, he was happy. He was trying to make Leo happy, you know, by kind of cheering him up.
Right.
But when you're, you know, it's just like you trying to make me happy right now. I don't care.
No, you know? You didn't care.
No.
What's happening
here? Oh, God. What else is going on?
Tell me.
Did you see this? Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Did you see this? I mean, I knew this was going on. Did you see this refugee crisis that's going on over in Europe?
Tell me about the refugee crisis.
I knew it was bad, but then I did a, I guess what you're not supposed to do if you, you know, have a sort of sensitive heart, but I started flipping through all these AP, you know, Getty images, photos of these dudes on boats, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just terrible. Like, there's just any way they can to get over to Europe, you know, hundreds of people on a boat.
Yeah.
And of course, sometimes the boat capsizes, drown, and it's just like humanity.
Yeah.
You know, and that's kind of bringing me back to like, oh, we live in this bubble where we're on our phones and we're like posting about all this good stuff.
Right.
And then like, but there's some really bad stuff happening in the world.
Sure.
Right now, so,
I mean, did I tell you about the North Korea, the ghost ships?
Oh, yeah.
The ghost ships.
I mean, saw the news story on this, I think.
Yeah, the ghost ships are incredible. Basically, it's people trying to flee North Korea, and they just get out to sea trying to hit Japan, and they die on the ship. So when they land, there's just like a whole bunch of ships that are just coming to Japan, floating into Japan, and everyone on the boat is dead. All the bodies are just decomposing. It's just nasty, vile stuff. And, I mean, that's a world we are living in. But America, true, it is in such a bubble that we just think we don't want that to touch us. We just don't want that to touch us.
No. On a lighter note, I wanted to talk about this news story because this made me laugh.
All right.
Did you finally read the story about the soccer coach who's 27 running away from Florida with the 17-year-old girlfriend or student? Did you see this story?
You didn't send it to me. I asked you to send it to me, and you didn't send it to me. What's the story? You know, tell me the story.
Well, this dude, I guess these guys were in love, you know, and they show a picture of the guy and they started, you know, they go from Florida all the way up to Georgia, North Carolina, and they finally were found up in New York. But, you know, homeboy's picture was plastered all over his face, you know, all over the news. And here's this guy who's 27 and he's runs away with a 17-year-old. And you're like, dude, bad idea.
Bad idea.
Bad idea.
Bad idea,
like,
bro.
Bad idea. Don't do it.
Not in this climate. Not in this climate.
Like, do you know, like, you know, wait a year. I don't know. Or two, or just, you know, like, you don't. I think people want this like romance. They want this like this Wild West sort of like Bonnie and Clyde, you know, true crime, or what is it? Hollywood crime. What's the Dirty Rotten? Who's the with the Woody Harrelson?
What was the name of that movie? I was just talking about it the other day. Not True Romance, but True Romance is another one, another movie. Oh, what was the name?
But
of that
they want this like this matter. This romantic story where they just run away, and I was like, bro, you're ruined forever.
Yeah,
you know, right there, like, you know, if I could, I don't know if I would be this guy's friend, but I'd be like, bro, just stop. You know, there had to have been one friend who we told the plan to that was just like, bro, bad idea,
bad idea.
Don't do it.
But I feel like anyone who really truly runs away, they don't tell anybody, and they're just like gone.
Yeah,
you know. Yeah. But it is everybody does want. I mean, we live in a society where we think fairy tales could come true. You know, they don't. You know, like you got to live life, and like fairy tales are kind of like a fleeting thing. It's kind of like, you know, it's like kind of like love. Is there really love, or is it just kind of fleeting emotions in the air? You know,
yeah.
I don't know.
Get a job.
Get a job.
Get a job.
I don't know what that has to do with, but
one of the TED Talks I told you a few weeks ago, I filmed a TED Talk, and it was great because I was like the way up, you know, up in the audience camera. Uh-huh. So I had the lock shot, didn't have to move it, just had to make sure it was recording. It was beautiful. But one of the topics was on millennials and how like all these companies are spending billions of dollars to try to understand the millennial brain, which I think we've just got it figured out. It's like, It's everybody. You know, I was talking to my buddy. We were talking about basketball teams in middle school. I didn't make the basketball team.
No,
that kind of upset me. I really wanted to be on my private school basketball team in sixth or seventh grade, and I didn't make the team. But you know what? I think it makes me a better person now, because like, you're not going to just give a ribbon to everybody and be like, y'all pass.
Well, that's what they do now.
Yeah, some kid's going to get his feelings hurt. You know,
I've had theories about this going back for a while now, but my theory on the millennial thing is basically this: growing up, especially like before us, before our generation. Look at you drinking the Gatorade. Nice, good thinking.
Oh yeah, see, I bought it myself.
Breathing heavy.
Yeah,
but before our generation, before even our parents' generation, before the hippie movement kind of thing, it was kind of like, ask not what your country can do for your country, right?
Yeah.
That's how it went. So basically it was like, don't be selfish. Don't think it's all about me.
Right.
You know, contribute to society on the greater good. You're not special.
No.
We're completely flipped now, where everybody thinks they're special.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. That is inherently the problem. We sound like a bunch of old men sitting here going, these kids these days, these millennials,
they think they're special.
They think they're special, but they're not special. But specialty has its own downfalls. I think it has a very good upside, where a lot of people will be like, you know, I am special, so I'm going to create this thing, or I'm going to do this thing where and get it out there, and then the internet is just an unloaded amount of things, you know, people can put out there constantly. It's full of shit, you know.
That's one of my favorite phrases to use when I'm on the phone with a client, in a corporate client. I'm like, there's a lot of noise out there.
There's a lot of noise.
We got to hone down our message and reach the right people. They love it.
Yeah. The other interesting thing is the net neutrality.
We didn't talk about that. No, we're going to get throttled.
We're all going to get throttled. Time. Yeah. And that's going to be like detrimental to you as a, you know, a company that does a very small, you know, niche thing. And they're just going to fucking throttle you. And you won't be able to put up these videos anymore, you know?
Well, even now, like, I try to put a video on Facebook on my business page, and they want me to boost the post. I was like, just let me be able to share it, you know? Like,
I know.
I don't want to boost the post. Like, I do some because I think it's important, but then, like, it's like, come on, man, where's the organic?
There's no organic anymore. No, there is no organic. I mean, Dave and Giggles is the last true organic.
It's true. I did watch with my new TV. I did watch the War for the Planet of the Apes.
What'd you think?
It was pretty good.
Good movie.
Pretty, you know, monkeys with guns, riding horses.
Yeah.
You know, what's not to love?
That's a pretty good one. I do think that the first and the second one were better than the last one, but I'll stand by the last one. It got a little weird how like they really threw it out there as to why humans stopped talking.
Oh, right.
They like really like last minute threw that in there because I feel like they needed to get that out there as to why down the road humans don't talk anymore.
Right.
But overall, it was a fun movie. Those movies are fun. I mean, there was a lot of coincidences that were just a little too convenient. But what are you going to do?
Suspension of disbelief.
Exactly. See,
right now, I'm getting a text from my neighbor. He wants something.
Tell him to call in.
Oh, God. Oh, he's trying to do the show. Oh, God. Neighbor wants to do a little guy's night. Go hit up Old Chicago for a beer. I just can't do it.
No. Did you tell him that you're sick?
I'm on the radio show right now, bro.
Tell him to call in. And then you'll just be like, listen, I'm sick. I can't do it. And I'll be like, he's lying to you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's terrible.
The last thing I want to do. God, it sucks.
What sucks?
Being sick, man. Yeah. Just being.
It does suck being sick.
It feels good to feel sorry for yourself a little bit because you're just like, you know, grunting, him on.
Dave.
Yeah.
Am I on the air?
You're on the air. What's happening?
I'm calling in to harass you.
It's Rosie, everybody. It's our best friend, Rosie. Say hi to Giggles. What's up, Rosie?
Hi, Giggles. I missed you.
She does. She misses you.
What are you guys talking about?
What do you want to talk about? We're just kind of like hanging out, talking like two old buddies.
Yeah, I'm going to let you go, Dave, because Rosie's on. She can help you out.
No, you're not going to do that. Not today. Rosie, what's going on?
10 minutes early.
I know. No, maybe five.
Well,
I'll let you,
you know,
go five.
I sent you those pictures of the White House decorations. What did you think?
Oh, the White House decorations. Did you get a chance to see the White House decorations, Giggles?
No, I didn't watch that.
The White House. Well, I mean, basically, it looked like something out of Nightmare Before Christmas. Like she decked the halls of the White House with these dead branches that go all the way down. And honestly, I am all for it. I think it looks awesome. I think like she is like at the point where she's like, I don't give a fuck, and I'm going to do whatever I want. And it's not in tradition with anything that's ever been done before. But that's the whole thing of their whole goddamn administration. But her, she doesn't give a shit. And it doesn't affect anything. I think it's great. What do you think, Rosie?
I think it looks scary. It makes the White House haunted.
It does.
And unfriendly.
I know, but that's what the White House is. The White House is haunted and scary right now. Why not go with it and do something that's actually crazy, batshit, insane, scary, haunted look?
So they're being like true Roman emperors, which is we are going to just tell you and show you what we really are doing.
Right.
We're making this country a haunted house.
Exactly. We're taking it to the next level, and we don't give a fuck.
Be scared,
if we know. Be
all
scared.
Of you plebeians and peons.
Exactly. I'm all for it, though. I think it has like a look that is non-traditional at all. And it's like, it kind of has like a cool kind of like artsy look to it that is like kind of interesting. So I'm all for it. And it was actually something that, like, I think Scaramucci, do you remember Scaramucci? I think we all remember Scaramucci. The guy who had the shortest reign in the world. He got lambasted a bit for wearing, like, ladies' glasses. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
And, like, let the guy wear ladies' glasses if he wants to wear ladies' glasses. We have enough problems that we can really, like, lay into this guy on rather than ladies' glasses.
Did you read anything about the net neutrality?
We were
that's just really starting to trouble me.
That's what we were just talking about. We were just talking about net neutrality and how it's like pretty much is going to ruin the internet for pretty much everybody.
Do you think it'll affect Radio Free Brooklyn?
That's a good question. I imagine that it probably would due to the fact that it's...
You're going to pay to be in the fast lane.
Yeah, you're going to have to pay to be in the fast lane. I think it's going to affect anyone who doesn't live in that upper echelon of paying for extra things, you know? And like, that's kind of what we're moving towards. Like, you pay extra to have like a little extra on your phone. You pay extra to have everything else. I mean, should we live in that world? No, but that's where we're heading.
I feel like places like Facebook and Instagram and all of those and Google would never have made it if we had restrictions like this to begin with.
Right. Exactly. And things like Netflix is going to have a hard time really flourishing and being what they are now because they're going to be throttled like crazy.
How likely do you think this will pass?
I think it probably will pass. And sadly, it will pass. I think it's going to pass just like the tax bill did. And it's going to have a problem in the long run. You know, it's going to cause havoc in the long run.
I don't know why we're not bothered with the Senate sneaking in the middle of the night without the other political party and passing a bill. Are we not troubled by this?
Yeah, that was pretty shady.
That was real shady.
1 a.m, they're like handwriting notes, amendments.
Yeah.
I think the worst thing is just a picture
video
of Mitch McConnell smiling.
Yeah,
that's just
my
least favorite pictures are of him smiling.
Me too. It is my
least. He's done something evil. You know?
I know. That smile is so evil. His smile, Paul Ryan's smile, Trump's smile, they're all just so evil incarnate. It's just so bad. As far as like that passing, ugh, it's so terrible. I watched this thing on taxes throughout kind of like since Reagan. And it was pretty crazy because Reagan had the trickle down.
That's a good place to start.
Yeah, Reagan is a great place to start because it was Reaganomics. And his whole thing was trickle down, which has been proven not to work. That just doesn't work because these fuckers don't trickle down. They just keep it all for themselves. So then it got to the point where it sounds great. Then we got to the point after him where we raised the debt, crazy amount of money. And then Bush was like, read my lips, no new taxes. And basically, he had to raise the taxes because we were in debt. And after that, like he kind of like kept it steady. We went in debt a little bit more, but we kept it steady. But he raised the taxes for pretty much everyone across the board.
What was the most frightening thing you read while you were looking at that history of our taxes?
Well, then after that, what was fascinating was Clinton came in and he was like, we're raising taxes on the wealthy. We're going after the wealthy and raising taxes. And the entire, you know, Republican Party was like, this is it. This is going to be the end of America as we know it. We are going to all these business people, high-end business people, into higher tax brackets. We're going to get taxi out their ass. Are not going to be able to hire anybody. There's going to be hiring freezes. There's going to be nobody's going to have jobs anymore. And it's going to be an opposite trickle down where no one's going to be able to do anything. It turned out that that was the exact opposite of what happened. And because of that mentality going into the taxes, we not only got rid of all of our debt, we got into a surplus, which is like unheard of. Which is absolutely unheard of. Then as soon as he's out, Bush Jr. comes in and he does the exact opposite thing and he taxes the poor and we go back into a debt.
I feel like it's more efficient to tax the rich. They have more money.
Right.
I mean, it's regular mathematics. 10% of $10 is far less than 10% of $1 billion.
Right. It's nuts. It's totally crazy. I don't know what to do about it anymore. I'm at a complete loss.
I think it stressed you out. I think you sound stressed out.
I'm stressed out that Trump had a win. I'm stressed out that he had a win, and the fact that this win
in the worst possible way
that it's going to affect all of the people that he's told that he was going to help. Those people are going to be, and then it's just going to be. And the funny thing is like I'm in the tax bracket where this probably will not affect me at all. Like I am on that cusp of like I won't get raised taxes and I won't get lower taxes. It'll kind of like be right in the middle for me. I'll just kind of like squeak by. I don't have kids. I don't have a lot of things to write off. I don't have, you know, like whatever, a home or anything. So I'm just going to squeak by as I always do. It's not going to affect me
only
anything.
Only the nomads will win.
Only the, yeah, exactly. The meek will survive, right? And I am the meekiest of them all. But the fucking poor people are going to really suffer here. Those are the ones that he told them that were going to be successful. He's going to fight for them. And I don't understand anybody who thought that that was the case. It's just sad, Rosie. Sad. All right. How did your new show go? How did your first show go?
I was very nervous, but my guests were fabulous.
That's good. That's good. All right. So are you all set to do a show? Did you get a time slot yet? What happened? Anything?
I have a time slot. I'm on Sundays 12 to 1.
12 to 1.
They wouldn't give me that one suspended before yours.
Because they
want it back. Those people want it back.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, I didn't want to take away something from somebody who wants it. I was only if they didn't want it.
Right. That makes sense. That's good. All right. So you got your show. Rosie, our good friend Rosie, is going to be showing Sundays 12 to 1. I'll have to, if I get a chance, I'll do a pop-in and we'll do some crossover shows. We'll start fights.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
I'm glad to know the phone lines opened.
Phone lines are open. Yeah, phone lines are open. That was the test. I wanted to see if they worked and you made it happen.
Because they said they didn't work and then they didn't give us an update, but
right.
I'm glad it worked. And
so I will send out a message tonight to the whole, whoa, what's going on over there?
I'm in the street. I was actually on the subway when I was first talking to you.
In the street? What are you doing in the street? I know it's bad right now, Rosie, but don't go out in the street.
That's not how I go.
All right, good. Giggles is out.
I'm out. I gotta go.
He doesn't feel good. He's all sick. He's got the. Did you throw up? He's gone.
He got bed bugs.
He's got bed bugs.
Send him on a rocket ship.
So I'm glad you got to do your first show. I'm proud of you. Rosie's gone. All right. It's just me. This is the end of our show. We got a couple seconds left. Thank you all for tuning in and staying on and leaving me here to bid you all a good night. I'm going to go out with one of my favorite songs, Christmas songs, and see if this works. Here it is.
Well, it's Christmas time again. Decorations are on.